Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks. I am your lifetime imprint leader, and I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life, and that would be spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. I am that chosen warrior that a lot of people speak about who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. I actually hold virtual group and family workshops on leaving an imprint. I will actually help you to understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you, too, can start facilitating simple things into your life just by getting rid of the stress that plagues not only you, but our nation. Today, I have a phenomenal guest with me. I've been wanting him to be my guest for so long because of the things that he has accomplished in his life, the imprints that he is leaving, not only for his family members. I see him with his kids, and I see him just everywhere. He's doing some of my favorite things, and that is being around water. So I'm telling you, this guest, as I spoke with him briefly, you know, I said, I can't ask you the same questions that I asked some of my other guests because you've not overcome anything. You're actually enjoying life like most of us should do. So this is honestly that intentional, motivational plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics that are designed to encourage our listeners worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So for the sake of time, and because I have this phenomenal guest with me today, I'm going to ask my guest, if he's there, to come on board and introduce himself to you. First of all, you're going to fall in love with his voice. Guest, are you there?
Yes, I am, Betty. How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you, sir?
You know I'm blessed and highly favored every day, all day. You better ask somebody.
Yes. You know, I would love for you. I've seen you announce yourself with the letter love in it on some of your medias, but I would love for you just to tell us who you are and where you are held from to start with.
I am Benny Randall Jr., aka the Motivator, aka Benny Love, aka Billionaire Benny. I love helping and serving people. I am a business advisor to a lot of Fortune 500 companies, CEOs, and celebrities that need to go to that next level, who are already doing what they're doing, you know. So I'm three-faceted, you know. I'm a business advisor, I'm an investor, and I'm a speaker.
Yes, I love the fact that he said, and you know, just because of everything you just said about who you are and what you do and your ands, I think you are held from the city of New York, but you're like a worldwide. I didn't hear that. He is actually an international individual, that's the things that he's doing, they're not just done here in the United States. He's doing these things internationally, correct?
Absolutely. I speak around the world. Also, I do private events for high net worth people and in places like Dubai, Tulum, Mexico, Bora Bora, Jamaica. And, you know, the list just goes on. It depends on what experience we're trying to give those individuals at that particular moment. But, because I believe that people need to experience different societies and cultures and the way and lifestyles of other people so that it can open up your framework of what's the possibilities. Because if you've only seen what you've seen where you were born, you don't understand that there's so much globally that could be done. And so many ideas that can change your perspective of what you are trying to do.
Yes. And for those of you that are listening in, I just want you to know that I love the fact that I can say that Benny is definitely, and I'm going to say Mr. Randall, because he earns all the respect from me, honestly. But he is definitely that icon that is embracing life. And you know, as you all know, I always say life is living for infinity and are living intentionally for eternity, that is. And I read his bio, and it has something like that written in his bio, but he is embracing life and leaving an imprint for infinity. And I have to say that one may ask him, what motivated you to get started and what it is that you are doing, sir?
Understanding myself, Betty. What people don't realize a lot of times, my sister was murdered by her husband because she wanted a divorce. My brother was murdered because he was in a fast life. My oldest brother passed because of health conditions. My father passed because of health conditions. And I lost my firstborn son. I don't know what happened, but, you know, 2 weeks before we're supposed to be born, he passed. And what all of those things did for me, Betty, was very simple. It made me take a step back and say, why am I here? Because when you lose your entire family, the only person around now is my mom and my two kids. And just recently they lost their mom. So it's just me and my kids. What it made me do, Betty, is go back and say, why am I here? What is my purpose? And I remember touching my sister's body in her casket. She was only age 25. And I realized that this was not the same person who I touched when she first came home, when mom brought her from the hospital. There was something different. And I realized that it was what was inside that was different. So I started on the journey of learning who I was on the inside, because I think a lot of people spend so much time, Betty, on the outside trying to figure out who they are when they're missing the whole point. You got to start from an inner journey before you have an outer journey. You know what I mean? Because you know and I know, Betty, that you can put on all the makeup, you can put on all the clothes, you can put on all the diamonds, you can put on all the stuff, but it still doesn't change who you are inside. So how about you put on all the spiritual stuff inside, and then you will start to glow no matter what you have on the outside. So once I started that journey, that's what started me on the journey of being able to help and serve other people, because I realized it was the information that I held inside. It was the journey that got me here to this point that made me say, okay, this is the things that can inspire other people. This is the things that can help. And it's more than just motivation percept. That's the tag name, because when I get on stage, I shut it down. You know what I mean? So they, you know, I've got the tag name, the motivator, but I don't just motivate people. You know, it's just that I'm very good at what I do in my live presentations. You know what I mean? And I'm very interactive with it. So that's how I get that tag name. But all in all, Betty, it's who you are inside that makes the difference on what happens on the outside. Because if you're ugly on the inside, Betty, guess what? You're going to be ugly on the outside, and I don't care what your face look like. Because once you get past the skin, you know, beauty is skin deep. But the true beauty is everlasting, and that's within you. So if you glow from the inside out, you're going to always be on the right journey. Does that make sense?
Oh, my goodness, it does. And this is why I stick and stay with the motivator. You know, he is, we were just speaking on this earlier, and I learned so much from him and about him, because I was looking at everything from the outside of him, and immediately he schooled me. No, Betty. You know, one of the questions that I generally ask my guests is, what are some of your setbacks or challenges that you had to overcome in your journey to get where you are? And he just answered that, you know, and it's basically what motivated him. And it crushes my heart to see that. But it's something that the world needs to hear, because so many are doing just that. We're placing the makeup on and then getting prepared for the lights, cameras, and actions. But then there's that thing that still goes on the inside of us. I remember, Mr. Randall, one day when you said, Betty, you need to write a book about the things that you went through in the military. So, and some things are just so hard to just share with others. And you just simply said that what your purpose was and basically your passion, and you had to overcome something to be who you are today and in order to help others. So yes, I know exactly what you are saying. And as you also spoke about being the motivator, who or what has been some of your greatest inspiration during this journey?
I think it started with my mom, for the very fact that, you know, no mother wants to have to bury one child. All right. But my mom buried her entire family with the exception of me. And she's steadfast and she's that strong, which each loss, she continued to still be the strong mom. And I think that's my inspiration of what to do. And I also look at a lot of people who, you know, who are really passionate about what they do in life. See, there's one thing, you know, money will come, you know, if you chase the money, you'll catch it, but you'll become a slave to it. But there's another way of, if you're very passionate about what you do and you put service in there, you'll never be broke again, because the money will just flow to you. It is just that simple. So I find confidence, I find interest and inspiration from those who do what they were born to do. And you know, and I don't care if it means you're the best sanitation worker in the world. I don't care if it's the best pastor in the world. Whatever it is for you to talk, I do what those you know, who do what they love to do.
I love that. I love the fact that, and you said your mom, you know, was your inspiration. I get that so often. It takes a strong woman to endure the pain of losing her entire family, nearly her entire family, and then have that one that's there, that's looking up to her and being filled with so much inspiration as he go about his journey. So I appreciate that coming from a man, because you don't hear men giving credit to their moms, you know, today. You hear a lot of women saying, my mom's daughter, I'm my mom's daughter. But for the men, you know, you don't hear them celebrating their moms as just as you just did, giving her a lot of credit for who you are today. Thank you so much for that. And my next question would be, your definition of embracing life.
My definition, as the slogan I've always lived by, and that is, it's not a game, it's a lifestyle. And the reason why I say that to myself is very, like, you can get caught up in, there's only two ways to go when you wake up, Betty. You can either get caught up in the game of life, and sometimes it plays better than you play. Or you can get caught up in a lifestyle. A lifestyle is something you create. That's something you design. You wake up in the morning and say, this is what I want to do, when I want to do it, how much I want of it to do it. That's when you have created a lifestyle. That's why I always say, you know, from years and years ago, it's not a game, it's a lifestyle, because that's a reminder to myself. You can get caught up in the games of the world, or you can create a lifestyle that you believe you deserve. And Betty, that's the difference right there between people who are successful and unsuccessful. It has nothing to do with their former education. I coach and advise people with thousands of degrees, from doctors and lawyers and, you know, scientists and so many degrees. You know what I mean? I have no degree. I dropped out of high school. So go figure. So what's the difference there? The only difference is that when you start to do what you were born to do, Betty, God will help you along the way. And a lot of times it makes us look, because here's what I know. Anything that you do, Betty, and you an expert at it, people will pay you handsomely for it. Okay. If you're just okay, then you're what we call a worker. All right. Because you're just okay. I can hire somebody else to be okay. But when you become an expert at whatever it is you do, and you know, and all these things that I've been through, I've recognized that, you know, instead of asking myself, why me, I ask myself, why not me? That means God knew that I was strong enough to overcome and make it into something that he can be proud of. You know what I mean? Because I could have dropped out of high school and just sat back and said, oh, woe is me. Nobody want to hire me. Give me a little job and whatever. No, I realized that I still had greatness inside. I realized that I was valuable. And I realized that all the things that I have gone through, how many, you know, I see people grieve over, and I'm not taking anything away from anybody grieving over anyone. That's why I wrote, you know, the book, Healing Yourself After Losing the Ones You Love. Because I want to say you know, some people can't get over losing one person. I've lost my entire, you know, 90% of my family, you know what I mean, in my lifetime. And I could either celebrate what I learned from them, or I can grieve and it helps nobody but myself. So I choose to celebrate, and that's why I share my experiences. That's why I share the things I'm going through and have went through, to let them know I'm not perfect, but guess what? I'm going to live the lifestyle I want to live as long as I'm here, and I'm going to serve as many people as possible in what I do.
Oh, my goodness. That was so powerful. And I just ordered your booklet, because it is something that, you know that I deal with a lot of veterans and who are challenged. Yes, some are still challenged by their challenges that they've been exposed to, but then there are others who are not. And I love to give them something to read that's very encouraging. And as I read your bio, I saw your book there, and you've mentioned it to me before, but it was, sometimes when I hear things, I need to hear it over and over again until I process it. So when I saw that and I thought of some individuals that were going through some things, you said you lost 90% of your family, and then you wrote that book. And then you said some other things, because you've been mentioning God and your spirituality a lot here. You took me to the book of Proverbs, which is something that I love to read. And I what came to mind was Proverbs 28:6 is, better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways. You said that I didn't even finish high school, but I am mentoring or coaching lawyers, doctors, you know, individuals that have so many different degrees. They're coming to me for as a mentor or as a motivator to jumpstart their careers or their desires.
Let me give you a little clarity on that. They're coming to me. I'm an advisor and consultant. And what they're coming to me for is, a lot of times, you know, highly intelligent people are very good in being highly intelligent, but they may not have the business acumen to turn it into it. You know what I mean? Like I got a company called BR Elite. It's at brjelite.com. And what that company does, it's turning brilliant minds into successful business. Okay. You know, because I believe that we all have a brilliant mind. It's just whether we want to invest in ourselves. See, sometimes people get caught up in their titles, and titles mean nothing if you're not happy. Titles mean nothing if you can't help nobody, you know. And if you're only your title, the moment that title is taken away, then what are you? For instance, you work at a corporate company and you're the vice president of finance or whatever. Well, if I fire you, now what are you? You're still the vice president of whatever? No, you're just your name again, right? So why put so much emphasis on your titles instead of puts more emphasis on your substance? Ooh, let me say that again. Stop putting so much things on your titles and put it on your substance, because your substance is what matters, okay? I don't care about all these dot dots at the end of your name or these D's, R's, Z, all these things at the front of your names. That means nothing to me, because if you can't help and serve somebody, what are you contributing to the world we live in? You know what I mean? So let's go back to the essence. When you was born, you know what I mean? You were who you are. You know what I mean? The key is to take who you are and learn to help other people rediscover who they are, because we haven't forgotten. We've just have lost the focus, because once you start to remind people of the focus, then they get back on track. And that's what I help do, is help high net worth people get back on track or go to a whole different track, because he may that, you know, I got a client who's a brain surgeon, but his true thing he loves doing and enjoying without even getting paid is he likes doing flower decorations. All right. Now, this is a brain surgeon who went to school, okay, you know, for many years, and can go inside your brain and put things back together. But what he really loves and enjoying the most is doing flower decorations. You know, so we've set it up now to a point where, you know, he will have what he's always dreamed of that he does at his house for free. And, you know, that's a flower decoration company without saying I'm a brain surgeon. So it's things like that. People, you never know what's going on in somebody's head, because you can only see what people show you on the outside. You know, how many people you know that are lawyers but are not studying law? You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to look for the happiness. And what I tell people, don't look for the money. Look for the freedom. Look for the freedom to wake up in the morning, Betty, and say, I'm going to go here. I'm going to fly here, or I'm going to do this. I'm going to go skating, and don't have to worry about how you're going to do it. See, that's the freedom you need right there. That's what a lot of people don't have. They don't have freedom, because when you wake up in the morning, Betty, you have two opportunities. You can build your dreams or you can build someone else's dreams. Most people wake up building someone else's dreams and then complain about the whole process. Well, guess what? Nobody made you be at that company. You chose to be at that company. And how are you going to complain about your pay when you agreed to it in the first place? So in other words, when you came in, Betty, yes, they're a business. And they know how much money they can pay you and still make a profit. And I can promise you, Betty, there is no business that's going to pay you more than they are profiting. That's just not going to happen. They want to put you as a part of their system that they are operating in, Betty, to make their profit even more. So just know this. If you came in and I told you I'm going to pay you $100,000, you have just agreed that you are worth $100,000, right? So why are you complaining to your boss why you don't get enough? Because you agreed that you are worth $100,000. I pay you even though I'm going to make $2 million off of you. So the only way you can get out of that, Betty, is to go into the freedom stage, and that is creating the lifestyle that you believe that you choose. I'm hearing an echo, Betty. I don't know if you've got something up or something, but
I do not. Okay. I don't hear it on my end.
All right, no problem. It just sounded like it was a little feedback. But do you get what I'm saying, Betty?
I do. And I'm thinking if he calls my name one more time, you know, I love it. I honestly love it. And this is why I said earlier, you're listening to nothing but the Stone Cold Truth here on this show. This just happens to be an individual, Mr. Randall. I've been working with him for the past 3 years, and honestly, he's been leading me. He's been there, as you have heard him say, he's been there for others. And to take a brain surgeon and introduce him to his hobby, I was looking at that as a hobby, sir, but it's something that he loves to do, and you brought it out of him to do just that. And what I also love about what you're saying is that strong people are not simply born. They resurrect by sharing their imprints that they generated throughout their life journey. So he was obviously doing this planting of these flowers throughout his life, and just right. with shame or something to say, but I have a degree as a brain surgeon.
Yeah, you know what it is sometimes? Well, oftentimes, Betty, I mean to cut you, but oftentimes, you know, when people are going through the formal education system, a lot of times they're not doing it for themselves. They're doing it for others. They're doing it for family members, or they're doing it because the parents told them they should do this because this is where they're at. And they're not giving the most important person a voice, and that's themselves. It's not that it is a hobby. It might be look like a hobby to someone else, but to him, it was freedom. To him, he felt the most fulfilled in it. Don't say, you know, I know he's not comparing what he does as a brain surgeon, because he is helping and serving people, but he filled a sense of freedom amongst his flowers. And that's okay if that's what he wants to do. You understand? So I can't knock him. You know what I mean? It's who he was inside. He just had to get out of denial of what it is. And I'm telling you, I've known people that are spend years and years in school practicing other things. That's just one of the stories. But there's many stories of people are trying to find their happiness, and what they're realizing that, you know, you can be happy on the outside and still not happy on the inside. So I tell people, don't look for happiness. I want you to look for joy, because happiness is temporary. You can go to a party and dance and you're happy, but to be joyful is when you wake up in the morning and you see water, or you breathe in the fresh air, you ride on the horses, you know, like Miss Betty, you get on that iron horse. You know, that's joyful. You know what I mean? And those are the things, that's where you're comfort. Some people think better in those situations. So it's all about where that person is at. I'm not knocking education or whatever. I'm just simply saying that as long as it's inside you, it makes sense to allow it to come out.
I love it. How can people get in touch with you? I am not releasing your personal numbers or
we're not going to do that. Not at all. But you know, if you're looking for an advisor, you can go to brjelite.com. That's brjelite.com. Or if you want to, our private community is bennyondemand.com. Or if you just want to know some stuff about me, you can go to bennyrandall.com. It depends on what you are actually looking for. And at any one of those places, there's a contact page where you can reach out to me and, you know, see if I could help you with what you're trying to accomplish.
Yes, we've been listening to the one and only, the motivator, Benny Randall Jr., I might add, embracing life and leaving an imprint for infinity. And I tell you, you can see him all over his social medias that he has mentioned. And for the most part, if you even just Google Benny Randall, you will see him with, just like he said before, a celebrity or an individual, and someone that we have in common is Les Brown. I think I read something on your bio about how you were at a speaking event with him, and you know, he was like,
oh, Les Brown told me I had the golden voice. I was like, stop it. He was like, you have the golden voice, brother. You do. I was like, well, stop it. Okay, I'll take it if it's coming from you.
And you do. He has this niche for giving great speakers good names, you know. So when I read that, the golden voice, absolutely. And then you have your own show too on your radio station, do you not?
Yes, you can. The Benny Randall Show right here on the Bashani Radio Network, where I'm the founder of this whole platform, where I wanted to give other people besides myself an opportunity to speak, you know, to a lot of people, you know, and live it, you know, speak there the way they want to speak it. They ain't, you know, there's no restrictions here. And that's at BashaniRadio.com.
I love it. So remember, we've said it before, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So I ask that you tune in with us on every Wednesday, you know, and you don't necessarily have to tune in to my show. There are a lot of shows on the BashaniRadio.com, you know. Go out, listen to them, and then you also have the opportunity to leave comments. And I love the fact that this particular radio station, it evolves. It keeps up with society, and it's international. It's on just about every platform that you could think of. But definitely log in to BashaniRadio.com and listen to today's show on next Wednesday or on Wednesdays, and then tune into some of the other shows that are there. Any last words, sir?
My only last words is that you be the best you that you can possibly be. I think the most successful tip I've ever given and known, and it has been given to me, don't care about what people think about you. The moment you can get past about what people think about you, what they feel about you, what they say about you, you will rise to a freedom level that you've never understood before. And remember, you know, you don't really have haters. They're just people who love you. They just don't know how to say it. That's all. So, you know, their frown is upside down. That's all that is. All right. Remember, because people only talk about people who are doing something. People don't talk about nobody who ain't doing that, and that I can promise you. So always be the best you that you can possibly be. And if you're at a level and, you know, where you really want to make some dynamic changes and, you know, a high net worth person and, you know, you're looking for a different track, let's have a conversation. You can go over to BRJElite.com and let's have a conversation. All right. Until that. Thank you so much, Betty, for allowing me on your show.
And thank you, sir, for being here.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.